doortodooroganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's doortodooroganics.com. Eat better, shop less. With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
My guest this morning is Patrick Wood. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Nice to hear you. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you so much. Certainly, Patrick is one of the world's leading experts, if not the world's leading expert, on the Trilateral Commission. He also writes a financial advisory newsletter. August Review is his website. You'll certainly want to go there, get his material. So, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, Dr. Stan, I suppose a lot of what's on people's minds is the question, is our country really recovering from the economic debacle we had last year? And there's a lot of talk in the press and financial TV and so on that this year is going to be an up year. And that the economy is recovering, the global economy is recovering, everything's going to be just fine. And I think intuitively, you know, the more common people in our country have a feeling that no, we don't think that's quite right, but we can't quite put our finger on it either. What's going on? And my guess is that the spin machine is started to at least give the impression that the economy is recovering for the sake of trying to salvage the midterm elections for the Democrat majority.
As you see, with, and I'm sure you're well aware of the fact, that with housing still going down in value, with certainly one in every three people who has a mortgage in the United States is underwater. In other words, they owe more on their home than it's worth. Certainly with probably one in five person with a mortgage is behind in their payment for it, with people losing their jobs still, and certainly people, you know, losing their homes. And certainly, if you look and see what's happening, the little guy is pulling out of the stock market. He's not engaged in this run-up. This is a totally manipulated run-up done with the full knowledge and support of the government that's been helping to manipulate the stock market. I mean, there is no recovery. It's all a fraud, isn't it?
Yeah, by the way, Dr. Stan, I'm having a little bit of trouble picking up your signal here, hearing your voice.
Well, you go right ahead, and I'll try to speak up.
Well, okay, I'll try and turn up the volume here a little bit if I can. One of the couple of things that are kind of fixed in stone that are coming at us that nobody still wants to really talk about too much. One is that there's a commercial real estate bust that is just upon us. It's widely recognized by people in the industry, but nobody really wants to talk about it openly. A good example of what's going on, I suppose, is maybe an extreme, but in the Silicon Valley, which, of course, is from your neck of the woods, one of the most prominent real estate markets in the country, there's an article just today in Bloomberg that says that the whole area faces a bloodbath in commercial real estate. And there are whole buildings standing empty, office, beautiful, you know, glass office buildings that are 100% empty. And there's no way the industry knows. There's no way they're going to get these things leased, even with a recovery in the next, 5 years. And so, you know, this kind of scenario is being played out across the country in real estate centers where you have a lot of office space. This usually is in downtown areas, but there's a lot of remote areas as well, tech centers and so on, that are just really, really struggling. And these types of buildings don't finance for 30 years. They typically have, 5 to 7 year financing, and so every 5 to 7 years they need to be refinanced. And especially, of course, when you sell a building, it gets refinanced automatically. But the funds for refinancing are not there. And so these owners that are coming up not able to sell their property, they're looking at 50% losses, they can't refinance, they immediately just go into the tube and into the bankruptcy system. And at the same time, this last few days, there was a bankruptcy, the bankruptcy statistics were released for 2009, and personal bankruptcy for the entire year last year just went through the roof, and it was up 32%, as a matter of fact, from 2008. And this trend for personal bankruptcies is still going up. Like you said, the residential real estate market has a lot to do with that, but there's other factors now that are entering in that are contributing to it. For all of the talk last year that bankruptcies were going up because of trying to get under the wire for legal changes and stuff like that, it's pretty much nonsensical looking backwards now. The rate has just persistently gone up quarter by quarter since 2005. Every year there's been an increase in the personal bankruptcy rate, and it looks like it's still, even as of today, the pressure is still for it to go up even more. So there's a lot of pressure, hidden pressure right now behind the economic mix of things. Manufacturing has recovered a little bit, true, but there's no reason to believe at this point that that's a long-term thing, because consumers still haven't come back to the table to buy things. And my thought right now on most of the economic news coming out, even though it's from a lot of different places, is that the spin machine has started to try and position the economy as looking good.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with Patrick Wood.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Wayne's Automotive reminds us that a happy holiday means a safe holiday and everyone can work together to make it come true. As we get together at office parties or family functions, let's make sure our friends and loved ones don't have too much to drink. That's Wayne's Automotive for complete auto repair and towing. Call 303-451-6880. They're equipped to have the right men take the very best care of your car. Call 303-451-6880 for towing and repair service. That's Wayne's Automotive at 10651 Irma Drive in North Glen. They're wishing you all a safe and happy holiday season. Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Patrick Wood, talking about the coming crash market, and many people, miracle of America, which you could always go out and borrow more money, and you could make more money, but once they cut off the credit machine, why, of course, the whole system begins to crumble. And so they tell us that they're trying to restore credit or, lending by the banks. And yet, the Federal Reserve policy block lending by the banks, the large banks, the small banks. And without credit, our type of society just can't continue. It can't exist. And the society we've known for so many years, tremendous prosperity, is gone. And I don't believe it's ever coming back again. I believe, of course, the leadership of the world is being intentionally shifted to China. In fact, recently, George Soros, who's one of the architects of everything going on, said China is to become the leading manufacturing country of the world. America should simply accept that. And, of course, by accepting that, we accept the fact that we will become a second or third world nation. And that is exactly what I believe is planned. But you go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, that's one of the biggest problems we have, of course, is how our government intends to finance itself to borrow more money. I've never seen a situation yet where take money simply by borrowing money or borrowing more money. Debt should be paid down at some point rather than just expanded indefinitely. But at this point, I remember under the Bush administration, we used to think that, ask, well, what had gone wrong with the Republican Party spending money like drunken sailors. And now that Obama is installed as president, he's made Bush look like a miser. And the money that we're spending, or the money that they intend to spend, every nickel of it has to be financed with borrowed money. And the $1 trillion deficit that we're facing right now is going to last for years. Private economists and private money management people are all analyzing this and say there's no way they're going to stop this this flow of red ink anytime soon, except that the market is going to eventually, and it could, this could be the year that this happens, is going to repudiate the debt of some of the, you know, some of the countries in the world, like the United States, who just cannot rein in their borrowing, their appetite for borrowing. And we've seen this happen in kind of a microcosm in Greece recently. Greece is one of the newer members of the European Union, and they have tried to participate as a, you know, as a good EU member, to follow the rules and to keep their debt in check in relation to their gross domestic product, and they haven't been able to do it. They've had a terrible round of fiscal management, and so recently they were downgraded. Their debt was downgraded by the major rating agencies, and Standard & Poor's and Fitch and Moody's all dropped their Greece's credit rating down to triple B plus, which is one step away from junk bond status. And of course, the borrowing, the cost of borrowing for Greece all of a sudden shot up, because there's more risk in the bonds and people demand more interest for it. So Greece now has, just in the last few days, has resorted to borrowing money through the normal banking system rather than through their central bank. They basically don't have a choice at this point, but they're scrapping for money, trying to keep it together. And so they're using alternative methods now to try and borrow money to keep their, you know, keep their country going. And there's going to come a time when investors just say, look, you know, we charged you X percent last month, but you still don't get it. We're going to charge you X times 2 this month. And eventually the interest on the money that they owe is just going to eat them alive. And it will eventually curtail their ability to borrow and spend. And that's what's going to happen in the United States as well. The marketplace itself is going to say to our country, we will not lend you money at the rates that you're willing to pay us. And so pay up. And our country will become hostage to the people that got the money to loan to it. And it will drive us right over the top. It'll result in ratings drops, bond rating drops on our sovereign paper. It'll result in you know, perhaps as much as doubling the cost of borrowing, so that our national interest, our annual interest rate, and interest charges are just going to go into the stratosphere. And it will change life in America in a hurry, because it probably will result in somewhat in the dissolution of our government.
And I think people have to understand that, you know, as just as the individual can run out of money and has to default on their loans, so nations run out of money and have to default on their loans. And they just say, we can no longer pay back the money that we borrowed. The entire banking scheme or scam is based upon borrowed money, with the idea that people are going to pay back what they borrowed. Corporations borrow money from people, they issue bonds, and those bonds are supposedly backed by the company. But what happened when the company can't pay its debt? Why, they default on the bonds. The people with the bonds will either lose out or lose most of the money they've invested. And when that begins, increasingly, we begin to see a cascade of events. And this has already happened. Certainly, when I think it was Chrysler that went down, and certainly, and General Motors, why, the bondholders didn't get the money that they'd invested. In fact, our government managed to supervise it, to violating all the laws of our land, where the bondholders didn't have a first claim on the assets of the company. Why, they turned the company over largely to the labor unions. I think that was Chrysler. So bonds, really, the bondholder really can't be certain that the laws we have in this land will be abided by. Why lend money when the government can change the law and simply deprive you of what is rightfully yours? So people are going to become, I believe, are going to become increasingly worried about lending. I think certainly the hedge funds, people with lots of money for investing, are going to be very loath to invest. But you go right ahead.
Well, yes, the a microcosm of our national picture can be seen in the state of California, I believe, where I remember when your governor Schwarzenegger took over, it was in the midst of an economic crisis. That's why he was elected originally, was to try and turn that economic crisis around. And now that he's in his last year, he's still, you know, he's going to be leaving office with a worse economic crisis than when he started. It's a different one. It's related, but slightly different crisis. But I read a report by a prominent bond advisory company, a municipal bond advisory company in Southern California, that and they manage, several $100 million in bond funds for retirement funds and stuff like that. And they said just recently, in the last few days, flat out, they're moving all of their clients out of municipal bond paper from the state of California. And, a question come up, well, what, gosh, that's shocking. Why would you do that? And the bond manager said, because we don't trust the state anymore for their ability to pay their debt, period. And, of course, that's just one management company. There's, that doesn't necessarily make a trend, but it certainly underscores the psychology that investors go through to determine where they put their money. And California at this point is on the brink of another major disaster in their ability to keep their loans afloat. Without these money management companies that put funds into, like retirement funds and stuff like that, into municipal bonds that are sold by states, the states have nowhere to, they really have no other place to go to borrow money. That's where California's sitting right now. There will come a time when the market is just going to say, we're not loaning to you anymore because you're fiscally irresponsible and you have no way to recover. We don't see it. Therefore, we're not going to loan you another nickel. And the day that happens, of course, it's going to be just, there's only going to be one option for, like the state of California, and that is to either postpone or repudiate its debt altogether. And on a national basis, it would have to be the same scenario. We have no other choice. You can't just destroy the White House and the Capitol building and say, well, everybody go home. We'd be reduced to a state of anarchy completely. But, the only solution will be either to postpone payments on a certain amount of debt or just to repudiate the debt altogether. And, of course, if that happened, especially with America, the entire global financial system would be toast. Because we take down so many other countries with us at the same time.
Well, here in California, we have $100 billion in pension liability, and although there is some money there in the pension funds, why, nowhere near enough to meet the massive pension liability, because all the public employees have been putting their money into political funds to hire the politicians who would vote for more money for public employees. Well, these public employees have fantastic pensions. You can retire after 20 or 30 years and get your full pay. You can retire, at 50, enter the police force at 20, retire at 50 with a full pension, $125,000 a year pension for the rest of your life. But the trouble is, California doesn't have the money to pay it. There's not sufficient money. We've got $60 billion in bonds and no way to pay them off. We're going to have a hard time paying the interest on those bonds. There are going to be another $24 billion shortfall this year and a $30 billion shortfall from juggling last year to get a balanced budget, which really wasn't balanced. It was all smoke and mirrors. So we have real problems in California, and California, remember, is the eighth largest country in the world, if it were an independent country, economically. And certainly, with the 12.3% unemployment, 40% unemployment, the Central Valley, all created artificially in the name of preserving a 3-inch smelt by cutting off the water to agriculture. And now California, rather than being an exporter of food, in many instances, as an importer of food, and they're destroying agriculture here intentionally as we shift agriculture to other nations. And I think California is a microcosm of what's going to be happening across the country, because many states actually face a default. Many of our states are on the brink of bankruptcy, I believe. What are your thoughts, Pat?
Well, there are many states in the, right now in our union that are in the similar situation as California. It's just that they're not as big, and they don't, you know, not as many people are watching them. But you've got Arizona actually right now, I think, is in many cases worse shape than California. It's just not as big as California. You've got Michigan, you've got Florida, you've got New York, you've got Illinois.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Speed Now.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center. Now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Wildbird Center takes this opportunity to remind area drivers the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you do take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from your friends at the Wildbird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wildbird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy season.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Patrick Wood of the August Review. And before we go on, Patrick. Would you like to, of course, go ahead and get out your web page and any other contact information, and you may want to mention your financial newsletter.
Well, certainly, Dr. Stan. I have two websites that I edit and publish. One is AugustReview.com, which looks backwards in time and discusses the globalization, history of globalization, and the global elite. I have a specialty, of course, in particular in the Trilateral Commission, their members and their activities. And then another website, AugustForecast.com, looks forward in time. And it's an attempt to help people to stay out of harm's way and what's coming down the road at us. And most of that site is free, but I do have a premium service available for people that want to more closely follow the economic situation and stock market, currencies, gold, silver, and so on. And people can contact me there on either website. Phone number is posted there as well as email address and so on. And welcome people to come and check us out, get some good information.
Well, before we went to the break, we were talking about the fact that many states are in this country today are facing bankruptcy. In other words, their primary income comes from the income tax. People's income is falling, so they're not getting the money. The other income comes from sales tax. Why? People are not buying, so the sales tax is down. And these states have all sorts of wonderful programs, especially all sorts of benefits for all those government employees, all those state employees, and there's just not enough money to pay for it all. And now the federal government is mandating more people going on Medicaid and people who can't afford health insurance, and the states don't have money to pay for it. Are they having difficulty meeting their bills for all the educational program? We have so many autistic children flooding our schools with needs to have special needs, very expensive programs to care for them. Where's the money going to come from to run the states, Patrick?
Well, there's no money to, the money's just drying up. Tax revenues have dried up because businesses that pay tax, of course, are under duress, and individuals have stopped paying taxes when they abandon their homes and so on. They turn the properties over to reduce value to the banks. The property taxes go down. This last year, by the way, you remember back in April of 2009, it was the first year ever that the federal government did not take in more money than it spent. And that's, of course, tax time, when April 15th, when taxes are submitted. On a national basis, it was the first time in our country's history that the federal government did not take in as much as it spent. So it actually had a net deficit in April. Well, many states have been running at a net deficit for, a couple years at that point. And there's no reason to think that there won't be even more states this year in April that will run a deficit even during tax collection month. It just shows you how low the water is, so to speak, in tax revenue. And states, of course, that produce nothing, they have no source of income other than taxes. They're just going to be in even more of a crisis than they are today. The chickens will come home to roost on this. We know it's an absolute certainty it's going to happen. It's just a question of what's it going to look like. What kind of pain will people feel when it actually starts? But companies have downsized. They've been flexible enough to downsize. They lay off people. They close offices. They shut down factories or whatever they have to do to survive. Many haven't survived and gone out of business anyway. But the governments of our country, the state governments as well as the national government, has not only not downsized, our federal government has continued to increase its payroll to hire people with abandon for just all kinds of different positions and stuff. And this is absolutely an insane policy. If our government had, if the governments collectively in the states and the federal government had cut back in the same proportion that private industry cut back, our government right now would be 30 to 40% smaller overall. In other words, less people employed, agencies would be shut down that really aren't needed. Pork spending programs would just be absolutely done away with. And, you know, our government would be a whole lot leaner and more in balance with its income. But they refuse to do that. They've absolutely refused to take the pain. And so they've pushed all of that crisis off on the people and off on private industry. That's kind of unconscionable in itself, by the way, in my opinion. It's dishonest. It's dirty dealing. It's irresponsible to push that kind of problem off on the people that you're supposed to be serving. But yet this is what they've done. And you know, the federal government now has saddled us with an impossible debt and an impossible deficit that can never be repaid. You know, they still refuse to cut back their payrolls, to cut back their programs. So here we are.
Well, you know, one of the most interesting things is Medicare. And, of course, the government's lying to the public. Medicare went bankrupt a year and a half ago. The Ponzi scheme basically came to an end when Medicare was forced to put out more money than was coming in. It was always a Ponzi scheme. But fortunately, more money came in than went out, and then they put the rest of the money in a trust fund, but it really went into the general fund and was spent, and simply the government simply replaced the money that was supposed to go in to the trust fund with bonds. And they keep telling you about this Medicare trust fund. What's in the trust fund? Why, government bonds. So the government, of course, will then has to, when the Medicare division goes needs additional money, they've got, of course, begin cashing in the bonds. Trouble is that the federal government doesn't have any money to pay off the bonds, and they keep telling you, well, we've got this wonderful trust fund, it's made up of government bonds, but the government doesn't have any money. It has to go out on the open market and borrow the money either from the American people or from other governments, so we can keep the Medicare Ponzi scheme going. Unfortunately, Social Security runs out the end of this year. Now, not that we can expend the trust fund. We've got this wonderful trust fund that has in it government bonds. There's no money there. It's government bonds. And somebody called in the other night, you know, but saying, but they tell us, you know, that Social Security has enough money in the trust fund to go to 2030 or something like that. And I said, yes, but there's no money there. Well, but there are bonds there. Yeah, but they're government bonds. Where's the government going to get the money to pay off the bonds? Well, he didn't know, but he knew that there was plenty of money there. And ladies and gentlemen, they're lying to us. There is no money. So they're having to borrow. That's why they're going to have this health care bill through, because they've been lying to us about the Ponzi scheme. We'll be right back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round. With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, Copark means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, Copark means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, Copark means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. Copark is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit AdoptTex.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment. Patrick, what's going to happen to the Medicare system? What's going to happen to the Social Security system? Both are massive Ponzi schemes, dependent upon money coming in to pay the money going out. And, of course, when more money's going out, coming in, we end up sort of like poor old Bernie Madoff with, suddenly having to admit publicly that, of course, all been a Ponzi scheme, and he's been living high on the hog with all the money that supposedly was going into trust funds and investments, and it was all a lie.
Well, the smoke and mirrors will eventually be exposed, I'm sure. In the meantime, people that have the foresight and the insight to see what's going on should not be duped into thinking that, oh, the economy is recovering, we can go back to business as normal, and everything's going to be like it was before. This is just simply not the case. There are, for every reason that the economy is recovering, there are probably three or four reasons on why we're going to roll over again into the same scenario we've seen in the last couple of years, with financial crisis, with massive waves of real estate bankruptcies and so on, because of banks refusing to loan money to refinance properties and so on. We face more problems in this next year than we probably have in the last year and a half, and the economy is still on the edge. The markets that have enjoyed such a rebound this last year are on the edge as well, and we're set up right now for another wave of wealth destruction in America. And when I say wealth destruction, the American people collectively lost several $1 trillion in this last bear market. Between real estate and stocks, they were just absolutely decimated. And we're facing another round of the same magnitude right now. It's an earthquake of the same magnitude, where the middle class will again get hammered, like deer caught in the headlights. Most of them won't have a clue what's going on until they're on the street. But this is what still seems to be ahead of us, and we need to continue the same policies that we talked about last year, being out of debt as much as possible. Being in a situation where you have some kind of a safety net for yourself. We can't certainly we should not try and rely on Social Security and stuff to bail us out in the end if we're close to retirement age. It's a very difficult situation. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I said in the beginning of the program that the spin machine is gearing up to position the economy as being rosy and everything's going to be fine. This is a political maneuver to try and make the Democrat Party look good before the midterms hit. There's a lot of animosity and angst against the Democrats right now, including from many of their own party, and they're desperate for some kind of a win situation to make themselves look good. The only thing they can hang on to right now is the economy. And so we're going to see a lot of statistics coming out that a lot of announcements that, hey, things are better, and, you know, things are rosy, they're looking up, we got it handled, we got, you know, everything's going to be fine. And, Dr. Stan, that's just going to be, in the end, a bald-faced lie that will be exposed as things come crashing down. And it's unfortunate in a way that there are no victories for the Democrat Party right now, on an international basis. Our foreign policy has just gone to seed. On domestic policy, Obama has abandoned all of his constituency and his things he's done since. We're still in the war. You know, he promised we'd be out of the war. He's failed to get health care through so far. He's had no victory in Congress, legislative victories whatsoever. And most of the people that elected him now feel like they've been abandoned. So they have virtually nothing to hang on to. And this is one little sliver of life that they can make look better. So I say, see, we got us through this huge economic catastrophe. We deserve to be reelected again. And this is going to be the spin this year. And we have to be very careful not to get sucked into it and start believing the lies that they put out to us.
Well, Sidney, we have to understand that both political parties are headed the same direction. It's just the Democrats are a little more rapid than the Republicans. But they're led by globalists whose loyalty is not to America. It is this global dream. We're intent upon transferring our manufacturing, our wealth, and our jobs to other countries. And, of course, specifically to China, to India, to Russia, to Brazil, the so-called BRIC nations. They know what they're doing, but the one thing they fear is the American people are going to find out before the whole house of cards comes crashing down and the American people are impoverished and enslaved. So what can we do, Patrick? How are we going to get this information out? How are we going to get the American people to realize we're being betrayed by our leaders? And the Trilateral Commission really has a different agenda than the average American.
I think there's an awakening going on across America where people are finally looking up from their football games and their, you know, whatever entertainment that keeps them occupied to realize that there's something desperately wrong in our country and that they need to be involved. And certainly it's not universal, but there is a definable trend that people are finally waking up to the fact that we're in trouble. The question is it too late? Is it too little too late to do anything about it? And this will be debated for a long time, and honestly, I don't know if it's too late to do anything about it or not. But there is going to be a conflict in America. There's going to be a greater conflict than we have today when people realize that they've been lied to, they've been cheated, they've been swindled, they've been co-opted, you name it. There's going to be a lot of people really mad.
Well, we're out of time, Patrick. God bless. Thanks so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's Not Just Heroes at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we have an excellent DVD on the Trilateral Commission of the Invisible Government of America. It's Patrick Wood, who is our guest. It's the talk Patrick gave a year ago at the Radio Liberty Conference. We recommend it to you strongly. And then, of course, my talk on the financial Armageddon. Who really runs America? Who controls both political parties? It used to be the Council on Foreign Relations. They are still there, a powerful force, but they're not the major coordinating organization. The major coordinating organization for the United States and the world is the Trilateral Commission in Sydney. If you hear my talk, why we simply point out how they control the great banks, how they control the great corporations, how they control our government and the governments of the world, and who's on the North American branch of the Trilateral Commission? Why, the head of the Bank of Israel? What's the head of the Bank of Israel doing on the one of the 86 or 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission? The head of the Bank of Canada? Certainly the people who control our major banks, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase was a member of the Trilateral Commission. And these are the people who control our government. It's around President Obama, whether it be James Jones, chairman of the National Security, Admiral Baer, head of Blair, head of Homeland Security, Timothy Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, most of the key people in the State Department, all members of the Trilateral Commission. There's only 85 of them, but they run our government, as they have every government, going all the way back to Jimmy Carter. And they control the Reagan administration. In fact, Ronald Reagan, who spoke against this little clique that was controlling the wicked Carter administration, invited the members of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner. You're never going to read that anyplace unless you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we offer. It tells you how David Rockefeller's daughters were such good friends with that wicked, wicked communist Fidel Castro. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all a fraud. That's why you need to see my talk on the World Revolution, where you'll actually hear my interview with Ambassador Smith, who was ambassador to Cuba, who will tell you how we brought Fidel Castro to power, and we knew he was a communist, one of the best enemies money could buy, and we, of course, maintained him in power, but you can't let the American people know that. We have to have enemies. That's why we had to have an attack on Christmas Day by probably the most incompetent terrorist of all time. Fortunately, a lot of people see through the scam and, of course, realize, of course, we've been financing Al-Qaeda. We have over a quarter of a million men, about 90,000 troops, 160,000 private contractors in Afghanistan today, and we are fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda. There's only 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And a quarter of a million Americans, And if you want to verify that, give us a call. We'll send you Ron Paul's recent speech on that. You can get the text of 60 Minutes, I think it was 2 weeks ago, when Steve Croft asked, certainly the president, why it took so many people, an additional 30,000 members of our military, to take on this 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Help us get the word out.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self Defense Guns. Please visit our website, Self Defense Guns.